Hi, thank you for tuning in to the first episode of my new podcast, Read Between the Wines, where I, your host, Brooke, will bring in a friend for each episode. My friends have not read the book I am going to be talking about, so they can give their honest opinion on whether they would read it or not. While sipping on our wine and talking about the book, there will be spoilers ahead, so if you haven't read the book and don't want spoilers, I would stop here. But do come back for a listen to hear our insights on the book. Now let's jump into the episode. Howdy, my name is Brooke, and we are going to be talking about the book called Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood, and we're going to be doing that with my friend Jackie, and she's going to take a few seconds to introduce herself.
Hello, I am Jackie. I am class of 2024, a whoop, and I have not read this book.
Well, that's why I'm going to give you the synopsis of it to see if you would read it.
Perfect.
So, basically, this book is a series... Not series, it's a novel series with two other books in it that's all about STEM romance.
Okay.
And so in this book, we have the characters Elsie Hannaway and Jack Smith Turner. So we start the book with them not really knowing each other, but Elsie, she is fake dating Jack's brother.
Okay.
I'll explain the fake dating in a second.
Okay, yeah.
She is an adjunct professor, which is kind of like a temp professor. So she teaches a whole bunch of classes, which makes her, like, no little to no money.
Okay.
And so she started fake dating with her, her roommate and her do fake dating together.
Okay.
And so that makes them a little bit more money, and one of her favorite clients is Greg, which is Jack's brother. And so you start this book on, like, their third date, and their dates are kind of family functions because he just tries to get his family off his back because he has a secret. He is actually asexual, but his family just keeps bugging him, so the fake dating was just basically a way to get his family off his back.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you meet Jack, and Jack just kind of dislikes Elsie, just kind of suspicious that she's not really telling the truth, which she's not. Mm-hmm. Her cover with Greg is that she's a librarian, when in reality she is a theoretical physicist.
Okay.
And so she doesn't really know much about Greg.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jack starts questioning her about Greg because he's suspicious. And so since she doesn't really know much, he questions her, like, loyalty to Greg and, like, the relationship itself. The date comes to an end. And then the main thing is Elsie does not like her job. She wants to quit. She gets this email for a job at MIT, an interview for a job at MIT doing research, which is her dream job. She wants to do research. She hates teaching. And so she goes to this interview dinner. And guess who's there?
Oh, no.
Jack. Uh-oh. Jack Smith Turner, which Elsie is now proven to be a liar and proves Jack's distrust of her. And Elsie didn't know that Jack was a physicist, and not only a physicist, the physicist that had an article published that basically created the tension between theoretical and experimental physicist, which Jack is an experimental physicist, and basically discredited her mentor.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whole big plot twist.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so you get through, it's a kind of slower paced book, which I enjoy because I like the slow burns. I like having more intricate plots that kind of create tension, because there's great tension between Jack and Elsie, because they basically, it's basically a rom-com enemies to lovers, which is more like dislike to lovers.
Yeah.
It's just not, they're not really enemies. You know, they're not fighting each other.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And so as you get through this, you kind of see Elsie's, like, inner battles, because she always puts on a mask. She's always what she thinks other people want her to be, never herself.
Yeah.
And so you just kind of see that battle, and she's doing that as she's falling in love with Jack. And through the book, you also find out that Jack has always wanted her, and that's where he's like her type. And, like, that's, like, all of that, but she was dating Greg.
Yeah.
Fake dating Greg, and so couldn't have her. So it was all this built-up tension within him.
Yeah.
And so you just kind of see Elsie start wanting Jack back. Like, they're actually both wanting to be in a relationship, but it goes against everything that Elsie thought she knew. And they start dating, but something happens. She ends up not getting the MIT position, and Jack's candidate does.
Oh, that's tricky.
And the candidate is his friend, and her name is Georgina, I believe. But they call George, and she is the one who tells her, because they run into each other on the street. And she tells her, I'm sorry you didn't get the position. She didn't get an official email. And so she's, like, running off, and
That's they get, so awkward.
They get upset, but then all of the stuff resolves. There's a whole bunch of things. Jack tries to offer her a position and pity, but she just doesn't want to take it because it's a pity offer.
Yeah.
Like, why would she want to take that?
Yeah.
And so what happens is George then a few days later offers her a position to work with her as a theoretical physicist with her experiment, because they obviously should work together because the theories need to be experimented on. That's at least what I think. I don't know much about physics, so not really my forte. I just like reading about the romance. But she's obviously a little hesitant because it's Jack's friend, thinks that he's put her up to it because they're kind of in love. They just haven't said it.
Yeah.
And so, but she ends up taking the position. And obviously, Jack and Elsie end up together.
Of course.
Yes, it's a romance book. We know that from the start who they're going to end up together with. And they end up working together. And it all just kind of resolves into the nice resolve. I really like this book. It was definitely a 5-star book for me. I loved the read.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't like the slower pace. But I personally like that it builds a whole bunch of tension up until like they actually start professing their love, so to speak.
Before they fall in love. It's not instant.
It's not instant. It's very, again, tension.
Very
there's like
back and forth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like you kind of learn things throughout the book that it's like, oh wow. What?
Yeah.
And like I don't want to give too much away because if you do end up wanting to read this book, I don't want to spread too much because I do know you more do actually read romance.
Yes, yes. I like the slower starting books as well. Like, I don't want them to just cut to the chase, you know? There's got to be that build up there.
Exactly.
You know, there's got to be that, okay, what's next? Like, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Is it, you know, it's like, it's very interesting to see, like, where they start and then what's going to happen and whether or not it works or not.
Oh, for sure. So would after listening to all of the kind of what's its and who's its of this book, would you want to read this book?
Yeah, I would read this book. I'm curious about, you know, how their jobs turn out and, like, how it turns out with them working together and kind of play the role of, you know, not, like, How do they manage being, like, co-workers? Are they on the same level? Is it, like, boss?
I will say you don't get a lot of that in this book.
Okay, okay.
It definitely kind of cuts off a little bit. Now, you do get a clean resolve. You just don't get the full, like, working aesthetic.
Yeah, it's also interesting. I'm curious to see how they navigate, like, with Jack's family. And they've already met her and done the whole thing with his brother.
Yeah, I don't really talk about that, but it might be because his family is so dysfunctional.
I see.
I didn't give away a big plot point because it's you definitely have to read it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil everything.
Yeah.
But it definitely is a big plot point that kind of alludes to the family stuff.
That like addresses it.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
Because Jack and Greg are really the only people who like each other in that family.
I would say that. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's actually okay. There is more to it.
There is more to it. I just didn't want to give too much away, but kind of still tell you what the book is about.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I would definitely read this book. I'm curious to see, like, what's in it.
Yeah. Well, I highly recommend it. And thank you so much for joining me to talk about this book.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, so after talking with Jackie, I wanted to go ahead and give you my review of Love Theoretically. I gave it 5 stars. I did this because I think the readability is so easy, it's not too complicated or hard to understand. I also think this book has its own kind of excitement, not in the suspense or action kind of way, but the plotline. I think that it was well thought out and well written. Now it is a slow burn, but I like those kinds of books. I also loved the way the romance was written between Elsie and Jack, but I really loved the battle of Elsie becoming herself instead of masking a personality for whoever she was with. Overall, a very well thought and written book, and for that, I give it 5 stars. I just want to thank you guys for listening to this first episode of Read Between the Wines, and I wanted to thank Jackie for being a part of it, and I hope you guys come back for more episodes, and that's a wrap on the first episode. Thank you guys.